Do you have a favorite chord?
Chord? I like the rip cord, man. I like the rip cord.
What about you, sick dog?
Favorite chord? Yeah. Oh, I don't play guitar.
What do you guys play?
He plays the quiver.
I play
the quiver.
A sorted collection of flutes and pan pipes and bed pans, coal sores.
Hotang, of course, plays thunder drums.
Thunder drums. I've seen that. So good that I don't even need to
jump. She's got a doctorate.
She's pretty good. You don't use a whole drum set, do you? No, I'm still not.
But see, the thing is, she uses more than what a normal drum set would actually
entail. There's things that I play that your senses cannot pick up.
Yeah, yeah. There's invisible
drums.
We
need, the infrared, camera.
It's true, actually. Raw Dog is music of evolution. There's a lot that we're doing that humans haven't actually evolved.
That's true.
But obviously, you have. So I hear you have a manifesto.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The manifesto.
Give us the manifesto.
Well. The manifesto is actually very, very long in and of itself.
We'll talk about the manifesto details, at least.
The manifesto.
No, the manifesto.
The manifesto. So the manifesto is this giant. It's kind of like, you know, they have those Dungeons and Dragons cons and stuff like that. It's kind of like a woolly mammoth con, but it's a manifesto. Elyria, Ohio. And every year, people across the country that have found woolly mammoth bones in their backyard gather and coat them in Vaseline, glitter, Vaseline sequins, and play breakbeats, pretty much. Basically, it's all about chewing on mammoth bones. You chew on a woolly mammoth bone, and you kind of get the raw dog feeling, the kind of
I mean, you
reverse mammoth transcriptases. My offspring, woolly mammoth crossbred offspring, will infiltrate actually the 37th level of the messianic era.
Right.
Bruce Lee was around 22.
Right.
22. And Jimi Hendrix was 19.
Right.
And Henry Kissinger was sort of a tangent to...
Kind of a wart.
Yeah, kind of a wart. Exactly. A wart on number 32.
Right.
But, you know... the United State of Consciousness.
You can tell me a little bit about that.
You know, the United State of Consciousness. So, Raw Dog believes that you got all kinds of stars out there, and we all came from the stars, I believe that. And so soon enough, we'll be able to read them in a different light. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, yeah. So, yeah, the Raw Dog. Basically, it's all about evolution and communication. That's what the Raw Dog is all about. Yeah, it's by expanding the family. We try to make sure that other people are motivated to find the dog within themselves. Take a big lick. It's all about taking a big lick on life. So,
are there other Raw Dog family members out there who you might not know about?
Well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I actually do know about them. That is part of the whole revelation, is that you can hear them out there. Somehow each of their signals. And, you know, we traveled around the country with Bull Roar, this other band. And basically, there's family members everywhere. We just gotta let them know they're family members. And there's ones that we'll never contact that are still family members, but they're still on the planet Earth with us doing their thing. So, you know, in their own way, they are part of the Raw Dog family. So in that really interesting way, we claim the largest fan base of any band. And so,
we're beyond time, you know?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You don't have to be born.
That's true. We have a million dead fans.
Yeah, a million unborn fans. Exactly.
I forgot about them.
And in fact, I think we probably have the largest fan base in the universe, considering that we encompass the entire universe. I believe that there are about 48 or 49 different senses that the human has. And actually there's 3,117 different senses that the human body has, but we have not fully been able to realize yet, because we are constantly bombarded by all sorts of information.
Hatang herself can feel at least 596.
It's true.
One of the highest, you know, feeling.
My favorite sense is my allergenic sense. Because I can tell if a cat is within 2 miles of me.
3 years. And, you know. Is there one now?
A cat within 2 miles? Absolutely.
If there's one.
Nope. There are about 240.
Lick my teeth.